Good morning, brothers and sisters. This is a veterans roll call in a way that many of us have done at other events. Now, I know some of you went to the Freedom Summer gathering this spring and found out that the veterans roll call lasted about 2.5 hours. But we have 100 people here, and we have relegated about a little under an hour and a half to do this. So this is how this will work. I'll model it in a minute. I'll explain it first, and I'll model it. And for the interest of time, we'll just go around my table. A couple suggestions is, since people will just be saying their name, the county or project where you worked. Many of you were at SCLC staff, so then you say, I was on SCLC staff, or I was with Corps from this year to this year. We love to hear your stories, but this is not time to hear your stories. You're going to tell your stories. This is to prime the pump for your workshops this afternoon, when you're going to be broken out in small groups, when you'll all have much, much longer to share the fullness of your stories, which will be recorded, and there'll be many other times during the weekend. So right now, we're going to say our name, the county where we were stationed during the war, as I refer to it, and then your current place where you live. And some of us have great memories, and some don't. So I suggest, if somebody says, I'm from so-and-so, and they're across the room, they can either write their name down, or run over and take a picture with your cell phone, or do something so you're not wandering around with your comfort zone, where's that person who was in Crenshaw with me? Okay? That's the ground rules. We're trying to do this in about a minute apiece, which will take about an hour and a half. Okay? So, I'm Maria Gitten. At the time of the movement, my name was Joyce Bryans. I worked in Wilcox County with both SCOPE and SNCC. Selma SNCC was active there, and they inducted some of us into their chapter. And I now live in Santa Cruz County, California. And I'll pass the mic, and if you go on longer, I'll take it with you.
My name is Bruce Hartford. I was on SCLC staff from 1965 through 1967. I worked in Selma, Crenshaw County, Alabama, Hale County, Alabama, and Grenada, Mississippi.
I'm John Reynolds, and I worked in SCOPE and Pike County, Alabama, and Dale County, and Geneva County. And I currently live outside of Charleston.
My name is John Hedlinger, and I was a SCOPE member, volunteer in Madison County, Madison, Florida. And this is my wife, Dee. We live in Shawnee, Kansas now.
I'm Joe Kiesecker. I was also in Madison County, Florida, with John. And we live now in Phoenix, Arizona. My wife, Selena. In the summer of 64, I was in Madison County, Mississippi, in the Freedom Summer, and also Wake County.
I'm Janine Pons. I worked in Allendale, South Carolina, for the summer of 65, and I came back down the summer of 66. And was on the Meredith March for the rest of that. And then I worked in several counties in Georgia that I don't remember. It was pretty chaotic then, and we got moved around a lot. I currently live in Ann Arbor, Michigan, with my spouse, Dale Petty.
I'm John Obie. Unfortunately, I wasn't one of your SCOPE folks. I wish I had been. I worked in Simpson County, Mississippi in 1967, and I live in Farmington Hills, Michigan.
Hi, I'm... I was worried when I came here there'd be a bunch of old people. I forgot about myself. I'm Steve Press. I worked in Orangeburg, South Carolina, and now I live in Detroit, Michigan.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Jesse. I was Darlene Keeler at the time. My middle name is Elizabeth. And I worked in Fort Valley, Peach County, Georgia, the summer of 65. And this is my husband, Ray, and we both live, or just recently moved to Nashville, Tennessee.
I made a slight error about the time. We actually just have 1 hour to do this, and you guys are doing fabulously. Because we want to hear Bernard Lafayette's keynote at 10:30.
Good morning. My name is Dana Austin. I'm here as a volunteer with Barbara Williams Emerson, and I was born in 66. I'm here because of you all, and I appreciate each and every one of you.
I'm Sherry Levitas, and in 1965, I was Sherry Holbrook. I was in Berkeley County, South Carolina, with SCOPE, and I worked with the NAACP in Richland County, South Carolina.
My name is Rudy Ruggiero. I live in Northern California now. In 1965, I was in SCOPE in Williamson and Plymouth, North Carolina. I was one of five SCLC workers in New England. After that summer, we worked with MOS number 13 in Springfield, Massachusetts, doing things for freedom. And so for 2 years, I represented SCLC and Dr. King proudly.
I'm Boyd Faust. In the summer of 65, I worked in Chatham County, Savannah, Georgia, and then in Americus, Sumter County, Georgia, and then spent a month at the Freedom House. And then at the end of the summer, as SDLC staff, I worked for 2 months on an election campaign in Hopewell, Virginia. I currently live in Houston.
My name is Iris Rubin, previously Iris Geller, and I worked in Chatham County in Savannah and also in Americus. And at the end of the summer, I ended up returning to the South, and I worked in a SNCC MSDP project in Columbia, Mississippi. And just before moving back to Philadelphia, we were in North Carolina and had a wonderful, unfortunately it was needed, but an opportunity to work with Dr. Matt. Yeah. Okay. Live in Philadelphia.
Hi, I'm Kathy Glass, and I was with SCOPE in the summer of 65. And I worked in Southampton County, Virginia, which is the home of Matt Turner. I now live in St. Louis, Missouri. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm Peggy Poole. I was Peggy Ryan at that time. I worked in Sussex County, Virginia in the summer of 65. And I live in Berkeley, California now.
I'm Dallas Lindgren. I'm 65. I was in Fort Valley, Georgia. And I live in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Well, my name is Joe Cooney. I was not someone the 2nd March, and that got me involved in SCOPE. I worked in Calumet County, Crawfordville, Georgia, in 65 and 66, and now live in Washington, D.C. Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Paula Myers, I was Paula Ferrari. I was in Crenshaw County. I was able to transfer me to Newberry, South Carolina. And I now live in Honolulu, Hawaii.
I'm Jennifer Westerman. I was Jennifer Sather in the summer of 1965, and I worked in Southampton County, Virginia. With the 3 other young people. One's passed on, but 2 of us are here today. I live in Northern California, close to San Francisco.
Hi, I'm Leverett Millen from Albuquerque, New Mexico, and when my son, who is 16 now, was 3, he used to say, adding short sentences, so I'll be brief. So I was a scope volunteer in the summer of 65 in Fairfield County in South Carolina. And I'm here with my bride, who's taking pictures, my bride of 20 years.
Yes, my name is John Babbitt, and I worked in Calhoun County, South Carolina, and I'm a lifelong resident of Somerville, Massachusetts.
I'm William Rault, and I worked in Hale County, Alabama, and after the summer, I returned to Hale County for a couple of months and set up the registration cards for the voting. And I now live in Portland, Oregon.
I'm Molly Murray. I was worked with SCOPE in Sumter County, Americus, Georgia, and I currently live in Portland, Oregon.
My name is Maxwell Rice. I currently live in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Nancy is my wife here. I worked, my first experience was the last day of the Selma March. Inspired me to work with SCOPE the summer of 65 in Orange County, Georgia, in Dublin. And then the following summer, I spent in the inner city of Detroit working there. And then in 67 through 68, I spent a year with Charles and Shirley Sherrod working with the Southwest Georgia Project. Yeah, I'm now living in Albuquerque.
Good morning. My name is Richard Smiley. I was born in Selma, Alabama. I did voter registration in Alabama, all over the state of Alabama and Georgia. I was SCLC staff member, and I live in Tampa, Florida.
I'm Ann Nesbitt, and I worked in Wilcox County, just south of Selma. And then right midstream of that program, I went back to Atlanta to live in the SCOPE House to write political education literature. And then I went back and finished my degree and came back and worked in Walton County undercover as a teacher because Dr. King wanted to integrate the school system, which was his next year, would have been his next year. Oh, and I now live in Los Angeles, California.
Recognize you. It was a long night sharing a very few cigarettes.
Good morning. I'm Jean Billingsley. I did not work with SCOPE. I came to Jose's staff in the summer of 1967, and I was part of that group in Walton County with Ann that was sent in to begin work on challenging Georgia school desegregation. I now live here in Atlanta.
Good morning. In 1965, I was Barbara Jean Emerson. I'm sorry, Barbara Jean Williams. I am now Barbara Emerson. And during the SCOPE project, I was the fiscal officer. I was on the SCLC staff that summer, and then the next summer I was in the Meredith March, and prior to that I was in Selma and wherever else my father, Jose Williams, dropped me to carry out the struggle. And I now live in Atlanta.
Well, I knew your dad very well. My name is Michelle E. Hutchinson. I am a fourth generation Philadelphian, but I went to Johnson C. Smith University, and a group of us joined SCOPE. We started out in Lewisburg, North Carolina, Franklin County, and then we went to Kingstree, South Carolina. And from there, We went to Birmingham and Montgomery and ended up in Selma, Alabama. I now live in Columbia, South Carolina.
You guys are fabulous. See, we can do a few things better than Snick.
I'm Carol Colmas. Back then, I was Carol Johnson, and I worked in Jones County, I guess. People have been reminding me. I now live in Longmont, Colorado.
I'm Janet Wolf. I worked in Butler County, Alabama, in Greenville, and I now live in Marshfield, Wisconsin. And I got interested by going to the Selma March. And then I also worked in Oakland, California the following summer with the San Francisco Seminary.
I'm Ray Nelson. In 65, I was in Charleston. And I'm here with my wife, Ruby. We live in Beaumont, Texas.
Bruce Neroff. I was in Charleston County, worked in the project on James Island, and I now live in Del Mar, New York, just outside home.
I'm Margaret Rosner. In 1965, I worked in Bullock County, Alabama. I returned south for the James Meredith March. I'm from Milwaukee and was active in the movements in Milwaukee, and I still live there.
My name is Tom Rothschild. In the summer of 65, I worked in Newberry County, South Carolina. I returned south in 67 to work on the successful campaign of Robert Clark, the first African American elected to the Mississippi State House. He served for many, many years. I now live in Brooklyn, New York.
I'm Carlton Olson. I worked with Miles Citizenship Project in 64 and 65 in Birmingham, Jefferson County. I'm from one of the many people from Portland.
Hi, I'm Al Kampan. I worked in Lunenburg County for the summer of 65 and also participated in the Christmas Project in Birmingham that Christmas and then a little bit of activity in Chicago as I was a graduate student. I now live in Toledo, Ohio.
Hi, guys. I'm Jack Finley. Jim Bevel had a workshop in February of 1966, and I attended it with a carload of my outsider friends from a college campus in La Crosse, Wisconsin. And Bevel talked me into coming down and volunteered. Oh, okay. Anyway, I ended up at the corner of 47th and Dr. Martin Luther King Drive in Chicago on the SLC staff from 1966 to 1971. I'm sure glad to see all you guys here today. Oh, I live in the Los Angeles Harbor, San Pedro, California.
Hey. I'm Arkansas Benston. Some people have called me Strider the last 30 years, but I'm still Arkansas. I bumped into the Mississippi Freedom Democratic Party demonstration on the boardwalk in 1964 and listened to Fannie Lou Hamer for 10 minutes, 6 feet in front of me, and changed my life at that moment. How could anyone not hear her change their life? So I hitchhiked to Selma in January of 65. I was on the march. I got my head cracked. I worked alongside of Scope in Marengo County, Alabama, in Demopolis, and Dick Revis wrote a book about it, If Why Kids Die, which is now out of print. I've got a couple of copies. And I did a brief stint in Camden in Wilcox County, almost got beat to death the first day. Also worked in Perry County, in Greene County, and Lowndes County. And I guess that's it. And I just met Carol this morning. She lives 2 miles from me in Longmont, Colorado. Cool.
Hi, everybody. My name is Mike Brown. In 65, I worked in Henry County for the whole project there, and then an additional week in Allendale, South Carolina. I now live in Brooklyn.
I'm Jim Herman. I first got involved in civil rights at Selma March to Montgomery. Worked in Allendale, South Carolina. SCLC had a demonstration there, so got arrested. And worked with SCLC volunteer again in Chicago the next year, 66. I live in Baltimore.
My name is Melzina Maddox. Everybody called me Cookie way back then. I was born and raised in Grenada, Mississippi. And Grenada, Mississippi is where I met Jose Williams and Dion Lester and all the rest of the crew. Jim Harrison was the controller, convinced me to come to Atlanta and work with him, although I only learned how to write a check that summer. So I wound up in Atlanta. And for all of you who worked for Atlanta from 66 until Dr. King left, you may not know me, but I know your names. Because I wrote the checks. I did have an opportunity at one time to go to Chicago for a little while. And I also worked on the Martin Luther King Baseball Classic. And I'm very proud to say that I had an opportunity to march with Dr. King in Memphis, all of which I had to beg my boss to let me get out of the office. And presently, I live in Henry County, and the city is McDonough. Thank you all.
Good morning. My name is Harry Boyd. My dad was Harry Boyd on the executive committee of SCLC. Grew up in Atlanta, worked in the Atlanta office in 64, and then as a field secretary in the citizenship education program for Dorothy Cotton. And then in 65, worked in Miami, and Dr. King had assigned me to organize Poor Whites to see if we could build some coalitions, and we continued to do that for a number of years in Durham, North Carolina. And now, I live in St. Paul, Minnesota. So good to hear that we have a fellow St. Paul colleague here.
Mark Harrington, if I got this the right distance here. Good morning. Closer? Is that better? Okay, good. Mark Harrington, I'm here with my wife, Jane. We live in St. Louis, Missouri. And I was really SCLC staff beginning in Selma, working with a logistics group that provided the logistics for the people who marched from Selma to Montgomery. And I'm curious to know if there's anybody else here who served in that capacity, because Hosea had recruited a number of us to join him for the Scope Project. And so there was some carryover. So I'm curious to know if anybody else is here that started with Hosea back in Selma. In the summer of 65, during the Scope Project, myself, this gentleman here, who I just saw a few minutes ago for the first time in 50 years, we traveled around and we were sort of Hosea's eyes and ears on various counties. If any of you remember us visiting your county, we'd be happy to know that. We know we can remember Americus, but we can't remember every place else that we went. But I would guess that we were probably in maybe 20, 25 of the Black Belt counties that Scope was working in. I think Scope targeted 100 counties at that time. So.
My name is Bob Bird. I was on the staffing with SCLC from 63 to 65. And I was like the guy that stayed in Atlanta to answer the phones while everybody else went to the March of Washington, D.C. During that time, most of that time, they kind of used me as a hired gun. So I was on special projects. I never really got to know a lot of people. For example, they sent me to New Bern, North Carolina to challenge the Public Housing Authority. They had two tracts of land, one black, one white. And but in Washington, they presented as being integrated. They sent me to St. Augustine, Florida to run the election. So I was in and out of a lot of places. And the only time that I really got to know anybody was the year that I spent with Mark.
Chicago.
Yes, and I'm from Chicago.
And what was your name?
They're asking her name. Robert
Bird.
Bob Bird.
H-E-A-R-D. I also know the name.
I'm Barb Foster. I was Barb Custer in 1965. I went with a group of people from Terre Haute, Indiana, where I went to school. We served in Albany, Georgia, and I now live in Indiana. I started out in Indiana, and now after 50 years, I've returned.
Good morning. I'm Mitch Maroney, and I was with Barbara from the St. Mary the Woods College and Indiana State University Scope team. We ended up in Albany, Georgia. There were seven of us. Four are deceased, and they are the two Sisters of Providence, Sister Mary Jean and Sister Alma Louise, and Meg Vaughn, and most recently, a few months ago, Bob Mullins of our team. We worked in Albany, Georgia primarily, but we also spent a few days here and there in Baker County and also in Americus, and we spent a couple of weekends right before the Voting Rights Bill was passed during heavy voter registration in Americus. I now mostly live in the Catskills, but sometimes in Manhattan.
Thank you for that. And for the others of you, I just want to mention that we're going to do a memorial circle tomorrow night, and we'll name all the names of all the people in our projects who passed.
I need to change the reel on the film.
While Mark is doing that, and as Marie said, tomorrow we will do a memorial. And if you know the names that I had at the time of the printing of the program are in the program. If you have additional names, please get them to me today, and I will put them on the list that we will be reading from tomorrow. Thank you.
Other announcements today at 12:30 in the annex to the restaurant. Connie Curry and I will be doing a, for those of you who have been wanting to write your book or publish your book, Connie, of course, is an editor and author of many books. I am the experienced author of one book. And this is for people who have already started working on a project and just want to get some advice. So it's not a chance to pitch your book or sell your book. That will be happening in the exhibit hall, also during the lunch hour from 12 to 2. And in addition to that, at 1 o'clock, we have a special treat. It's an optional activity in this room. Lanny Kaufer has a one-hour interactive performance video, etc., about the project, and it's quite fascinating, and that's open to everybody. And are there any other announcements, Bruce? Anything else? Oh, is the camera set up? That's what we're waiting for. That's why we're making announcements. Other questions? Yes.
Is
Well, we'll be getting a list of attendees. That would be a question for Gloria at the registration. I'm not positive about that. Okay, you back? We're back. All right. Thank you.
Hello, I am Miyuki. I didn't join school because I wasn't born yet. I am a historian from Japan and studied American Jewish history. When I was visiting Scar at Brandeis University in 2012 and 13, I bought into Lynn Goldsmith's diary, who Lynn kept a very good diary during her stay in South Carolina. And so I am going to study the entire scope of activity and hoping to publish a book on it. I live in Japan.
Hi, my name is David Soupy. I'm a school project. I was in Crenshaw County, Alabama. In 1965, I was also in Fayette County, Tennessee, and Barnwell County, South Carolina, and I live in the Los Angeles area.
Hi, my name is Lynn Goldberg. I was Lynn Goldsmith, and I worked in Calhoun County, St. Matthews, and also did some work in Columbia. I was part of the Brandeis Scope Group. I currently live in New Hampshire, and I'm about to move to South Carolina.
Hi, I'm Claire Kastner. I was Claire Gregory in 1965, and I was part of the Brown group that went to Lisman, Alabama, which is in Choctaw County. And I currently live in Newton, Massachusetts.
I'm Kathy Deppe. In 1965, I went with a group from the University of Illinois to Greene County, Alabama, and spent the summer in the Scope Project there. I'm here today from Los Angeles with my spouse, Alex Walker.
Hi, I'm Beth Dickens. I was with the UCLA Project in Macon, Georgia, and I currently live in Manhattan.
Ken Long, I also was in Macon, Pitt County, and I'm now living in Northern California, El Cerrito.
Hi, I'm Neil Reichlein. I was also in Macon, in Bibb County, and spent a little time in Americus, and the following year was on the Meredith March. I live in Los Angeles.
Hi, I'm Bill Trainer. I was on the SCLC staff. I recruited for Scope with J.T. Johnson from Colorado and the whole Pacific Northwest area. And then in that summer, I was in Newberry County, South Carolina. I was also working at other places like Crawfordsville. I see my cellmate over here, Bob Hurd. He spent 10 days in close quarters. And then I worked again for SCLC in Washington, D.C., where I live now, including on the Poor People's Campaign.
Hi, I'm Lanny Coffer. I was at UC Santa Barbara in 1964 and heard Jose Williams speak. I joined the Scope Project. I was sent to Sussex County, Virginia. As Maria said, I'll be doing my musical multimedia presentation in here for the second hour of lunch tomorrow, so I hope some of you will be able to be here for that. I now live in Ojai, California, near Santa Barbara, with my wife, Rondia, who is right here.
Hi, I'm Rondia. I was a part of the Scope program, but I was born on Rosa Park Day in 55. And in 1966, I was in Chicago doing a heated area. It was like a war area. And I currently now live with my husband here in California, Ojai, California.
I'm Charlie Buell. I served in the county next door to Lanny. I was in Surrey County, Virginia, and I was in New York at that time at NYU. I now live in Norwich, Vermont, just across the river from Hanover, Hampshire. That's it.
I know there's a few people in the back and people who came in late, so I know a couple are going to get Joe and Tara, but if you also came in later, we're going to stay on schedule, which is going to be so totally exciting. but we have, do have time to make sure that everybody gets to say their name and the work that they did. And Tara, I'd like you to just say your name and in one sentence what you're doing here and then where you live now.
Hello, my name is Tara Young. I am a volunteer, and I'm honored to be around all the civil rights veterans today. As they say, I'm in tall grass. And I live currently in Washington, D.C., so I see some Washington, D.C. people. We have to get together.
My name is Joe Freeman. I came to SCOPE after graduating from the University of California at Berkeley. I started off in Newberry, South Carolina, and then Jose switched me to Henry County, Alabama. With the end of the summer, I went on to staff, and I moved from Selma, Alabama, to Butler County, Alabama, to the Birmingham Project in Alabama, and then to working on the Alabama primary in Macon County, Alabama. And we were going to start working on the Georgia primary, except Meredith got shot, so then all of a sudden we sent to Mississippi for the Meredith March, and a whole bunch of us stayed in Grenada. I got run out of Mississippi by the Mississippi State Sovereignty Commission and the Jackson Daily News, and spent some time in Atlanta until Liz Paul Elsie tried to figure out what to do with me. Jose sent me to Chicago, where things were faded out movement. I now run back and forth between Brooklyn, New York, and Washington, D.C.
Okay. Is there anybody else besides our speakers who are going to be introduced properly? Is there anybody else who hasn't spoken who's in this room? Even later? You guys are the best. Pardon? Raise your hand. I'm sorry. Just wave, whoever it is. I'm not seeing
that. Oh, video. The video. Of course.
A wonderful video, without which history would not be made.
You want to get a good shot of yourself. So.
Everybody knows me as Harky. I went down to Selma as a result of the death of Reverend James Reap. I had a tape recorder I brought back from Europe, and I've been studying there and started getting recordings and making recordings of what the media missed. And with Bill Stein, we started sending the news over the media and then interviewing people who were on the march. And then I came down for the SCOPE project, where I was running around doing all the electronic work. At the end of the summer, I was asked to join the staff as Assistant Director of Public Relations, and I was responsible for making all the recordings of Dr. King's the speeches and sermons in the last 2 years of his life, and then later editing and into radio programs, Dr. Martin Luther King Speaks. I met my wife from Annalise, who came as a Mennonite exchange program, and we moved to the Netherlands in 1972, and we've been trying to spread the dream in Europe, doing all kinds of training, including during the middle of the war in ex-Yugoslavia for nonviolence. So, and I'm living in the Netherlands, in the northern part of the Netherlands, about 2 hours from Amsterdam.
Thank you all for wonderful. John Reynolds, will you introduce the speaker, or this person is going to introduce the speaker? And the speaker is Bernard Lafayette, so do not miss this.
Okay, I didn't do my SDLC thing, so briefly, after I worked in the Congress that I mentioned, I was assigned to Selma, and I worked in Selma. I worked in Hale County and in Marion as well, and also in Greene County. And then I worked with Chicago when Dr. King went to Chicago. Worked there. And then I worked in the Northeast for the Poor People's Campaign, recruiting for that. And then I wound up in Selma when Dr. Abernathy went to support the hospital workers in South Carolina. And I was also on the Meredith March as well.